coming to you live from deep underground in his mother's basement. This is the Chester Norrington Show with your host, Chester Norrington.
Hey, everybody. This is Chester from the Chester Norrington Show. We are back in the States. We are no longer on Fight Island. At least I am. Tommy, you are from an undisclosed far out location. Is that correct?
Yeah, once my real name was put out there, I had to go in hiding. There's some situations out here in the States, so I'm not going to say where I'm at. But I want everybody to know. I want everybody to know that I lost all the money. I mean, all the money got donated to the charity, as far as I know.
That's correct. The commissioner, Charity Commissioner Gordon, took care of everything, and all those people got that money. That was a good thing that you did, Tommy.
It was really how I planned it, exactly how I planned it.
Yeah, so we're going to open the show with an apology to George Foreman and Floyd Mayweather Jr. We were not stateside when the news of the riots broke out, and we thought that was due to boxers being choked out, and that we were misinformed, and their representatives had reached out to us and said that they were going to sue us for slander for calling them pussies. So I was defending them the whole time. I never once said they were pussies, but that's what we were dealing with. So I'm going to issue an apology for that. And we're going to move forward and address that situation. A situation of the country being set ablaze, a country that is under riots. I will point out that there's still very heavy restrictions for COVID-19, and these riders are not really, that's not social distancing. What's the fact?
No, I've seen them in crowds right up against each other, no masks, and the ones that are wearing masks are trying to hide their identities because they're setting cars on fire and killing innocent people. I saw a guy with a bow trying to defend his SUV. He got fucked up real bad by a group of thugs, period.
That's what this is. This is a bunch of thugs that are taking advantage of a situation of a poor white cop being labeled a racist for doing his job, and now he's in jail. And guess what? The autopsy report said he didn't kill him. So there's that. I could rant all day, but you know what? Why don't we let an expert come on board? This man represents NAMBLA, the North American Mobile Black Lives Matters Association. And go ahead and explain how these people rioting for this situation are incorrect to do so.
Yeah, there's no reason to be rioting because we here at the North American Mobile Black Lives Association, we don't believe in rioting. We're all about peaceful protesting, like staying at home.
That nothing is more peaceful than staying at home. Now, as a representative of this NAMBLA, would you not say that the riots are in fact not even called for? That this was a by the book arrest, and that clearly some underlying health issues are to blame?
Well, it was definitely a by-the-book arrest. He had underlying health conditions that made him die after being strangled for 9 minutes. Normal people can be strangled for a lot
minutes,
longer,
right?
Than 9 minutes.
I'm not a doctor, but 30, 40 minutes, I can hold my breath for 15.
That's what all the police representations that I've talked to have said, that they normally strangle people for 10 to 15 minutes.
So this was, in fact, less than the standard amount of strangulation.
Certainly.
There you have it. That's an expert opinion. Tommy, what's your thoughts?
Well, I think it sounds like he got off pretty easy with the strangulation. It just so happened he was a bitch. He couldn't handle the fucking heat. Hey, if you can't take it, don't write fake checks and try to steal money from people, you fucking fraud. Right? Some of us out here are earning money for other people, and you're trying to take money from people. You got caught in your bullshit and you paid for it. Sorry, buddy.
Absolutely. No fraudulent money theft at all coming from this show. Not a cent.
Never.
Not from any of us.
Exactly. So I can speak from moral high ground and say he deserved it. He was resisting arrest. He was fucking around on the streets. I didn't see a mask on him either. Why don't you go home and protest this COVID? Because it's so real, huh? It was only real until these people had a reason to come out there and start shit, right? Now we're not even talking about it anymore. Like it was fake the whole time, Chester. Opportunity knocks, huh?
It's almost as if the Chester Norton show was right about it all along. And, you know, Chester Norton is an I told you so kind of guy. I told you so, America. I told you so.
Yeah, we're not going to sit by and just stay silent when we told you the truth the whole time and you called us out. We had prank callers. We had people saying that I was trying to scam people with Tommy's Tots. All kinds of stuff that wasn't true and has been proven fucking untrue now. And now what? Where's the apologies? I want a fucking apology from fucking Mr. Floyd. Dig his ass up and I want him to come on here and tell me he's sorry.
You know what? I'm not sure if they can reanimate the dead yet. I'm not sure what the struggle did. Alien technologies can provide to us. But if that's the thing, that needs to get it right up there. Right up there with Abraham Lincoln.
Fucking Nancy Pelosi's still alive and looks like the Crypt Keeper. You know they can bring that motherfucker back, but it would not fit the agenda to bring him back. He's worth more to them dead. Period.
Couldn't write a check, but cash one for $1 million right now for the Democratic Party.
Almost as if he was a patsy. Think about it. They sent him in here to die. Because they wanted to start some shit. Because this fucking COVID thing, it didn't take down Trump. He's still getting reelected, folks. So we got to come up with another fucking conspiracy. Let's kill another black guy. That's what'll do it. Not this fucking time. We're on watch.
That's right. And you know what? We just left Fight Island, also known as Epstein Island. And I got to say, they did a hell of a job smearing that guy before they murdered him, because I didn't see anything at all to suggest there's any foul play going on there, except from one Mr. Bill Clinton. They still have the photographs of all the little babies that guy touched, just sitting there in the Polaroid fucking envelopes. Daniel White was handing them out as fucking thank you, fucking envelopes, for the people that made it out for the fight.
Yeah, me and Chester were going through all them Polaroids of Bill Clinton with his cock inside of fucking kids and shit. He was diddling them. But you know what? I can't sell them. We can't put them up because it's considered child pornography, but we have the evidence.
But it's there.
The lamestream media won't take it. They won't put it out there.
I got a new term for the mainstream media. From now on, we're going to refer to them as the lamestream media. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Lamestream, because they can't get it up. That's right. They're lame ducks. Much like Obama's fucking presidency. A lame duck president. Lamestream me. I love it. That's clever, Chester.
Just sitting there taking all the accolades for one George W. Bush. The best Bush of them all.
Yeah, and you know how much I love Bush, and I'll tell you, that's my favorite Bush.
He doesn't love Lil Bush. Unless you're Jeb. Jeb might as well not even have Bush as the last name. He might as well be fucking Clinton. Jeb Clinton.
Yeah, Jeb Clinton, that's guy. I like the cut of that Jeb.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, all these little boys out here, that's why they don't like the Bushes, because they don't like Bush, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of little fucking homos out there.
And, yeah. The state of the world, now, I often bring experts on, but there is no expertise better than our own. And Chester and Tommy clearly have everything under control. And this was a short episode. This was a follow-up to the very highly successful Tommy's Tots. But I just wanted to get that out there, get that apology out, and just get you people realizing that you don't have to burn buildings down. You should, what you should be doing is rallying. You should get all of those, get all your seats together and just get fly flags and don't shred and rally and just stand and get your teaching sources and everything like that. And by golly, it's just time that we unite. We unite under one totalitarian, amazing ruler. There is no black, white, or Asian, or brown colors. It's just one magnificent, very, very superior color, and that's called America.
So, and also go to NAMBLA.com to learn about the North American Mobile Black Lives Matter Association, where you can really read the truth about what black people actually think about these things and actually how you can help them for real, not some bullshit Minnesota funds and shit.
Absolutely. And we only ever advertise legitimacy. So that's the Session Orange Show this week. And we will see you next week, America.